As unaccompanied children from El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras continue to cross the U.S.-Mexican border, debate is heating up in the U.S. Congress about what to do with them. Republicans are blaming Democratic President Barack Obama. Congressman Tim Huelskamp.
At the end of the day, this is the president's border crisis. I believe it was his statements and his encouragement that has led to this humanitarian crisis.
The president says he is looking for solutions and has asked Congress for $3.7 billion in emergency funding to deal with the border crisis. But some lawmakers say they will not give the president a blank check and are calling for changes to the 2008 law. Republican Congressman Raul Labrador.
The thing we need to do is change the 2008 law. I think that has to, that was the intent of the law was not to help the children that are coming to the border right now, but it was to help children that were sex trafficking cases.
Most Democrats disagree, including Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee.
We should give children of any country, contiguous and non-contiguous, at least due process rights, because these are children who in actuality have fled violence or human trafficking or sex trafficking, and they are sometimes unable to articulate that in a short period of time.
Proposed new legislation would treat Central American children the same as children from Mexico, giving all of them a chance to appear before a judge if they pass an initial screening by Border Patrol agents. Republican Senator John Cornyn is one of the authors of the bill.
We need to have immigration laws that protect these children and all of us. And it does not mean that anybody and everybody under every circumstances can qualify to come to the United States and stay. That's simply an invitation to chaos.
A shortage of immigration judges is a big part of the problem, says Doris Meisner of the Migration Policy Institute.
The fact that the law offers protections to young people of an immigration hearing, and that the immigration hearings and small numbers of judges that are available in the system, that's what is contributing to long delays in the process of making the decisions.
Some children and their mothers have already been returned to Honduras. Meisner says safety is a concern.
Of course, we do return people to these countries on a regular basis, but they're adults. And we have not been returning kids to these countries.
Pope Francis has also commented on the border crisis, saying the U.S. should welcome and protect the migrant children from Central America. Cindy Sain, VOA News on Capitol Hill.